Damn. As much as you hate the mainstream media shithead communist press, you do not hate them enough.
Fuck you. I hate you.
So remember the other day when you had that transgender next Benedict kid over here and the mainstream media press said, oh my God, racist Blondell Blunt supporting high school students brutalized and murdered, smashed this transgender non-binary gender fluid student dead into the wall and killed her. And by the way, this is Liz of TikTok's fault. This is Cat Turd's fault. This is Patriots.win's fault. Everybody's fault on the right-hand side for getting this poor kid killed over here. You sons of bitches. You definitely did it this time. Arrest Liz of TikTok right now. What now? What's going on? You guys did this. You did this. Okay. So then you find out weeks later that this kid overdosed. And then they doubled down. The White House doubled down. Kamala Harris doubled down. And she was already on her knees, which was weird, boy. She's in the fucking basement blowing dudes, allegedly, of course. And they say, okay, it doesn't matter. It didn't matter that she overdosed or Zimzerb overdosed. You still did it. This is your fault, conservatives. This is your fault. Holy fuck. As they're screaming this, as they're screaming that libs of TikTok and right-wing media got this kid killed, as they're screaming, well, it's still your fault that she overdosed and got this kid killed. While they're doing that, they knew full fucking well this kid committed suicide because her dad was raping her. Holy shit. Holy balls. These people all need, everybody needs to be arrested. Everybody from MSNBC, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, every single one of you fucking pricks that ran out there, you ran cover for a rapist. You ran cover for a rape by blaming libs of TikTok, by blaming right-wing media. You protected, and you might not have known it at the time, obviously, but now, what? I'm sorry. All Quiet on the Western Front? I'm sorry? This is an old fucking movie over here in black and white? Why aren't you saying anything now? How come you ain't coming out going, holy fuck, I messed up. I shouldn't have blamed libs of TikTok. I'm really pissed off at the police. I'm really pissed off at the school. I'm really pissed off at the Washington Post. I'm really pissed off at all these fucking people who blame right-wing media when they knew full well that this kid committed suicide because their rapey fucking dad was getting out of prison or just got released from prison. Here you go. Washington Post knew about sexual abuse of Next Benedict by teen's father in initial report. Libs of TikTok was blamed for her death. Anyway, Libs of TikTok. Holy hell. Okay, well, those of us outside, even the left-wing lunatics, we didn't know originally that this kid was being raped by their fucking dad, but the Washington Post, no. The New York Times, no. The White House, no. You think the White House is going to take a public position and not utilize any of the resources that they have to look into this a little bit? Maybe call up the fucking local precinct to say, listen, We know that you ain't going to tell any of those stupid fucking normie plebs out there any information, but this is the White House, and we'll arrest you and audit the shit out of you if you don't. What's going on with this kid? And then the police will be like, oh, this kid committed suicide. Yeah, this kid took all the fucking pills in the house because this kid's been fucking... This is why the kid's a non-binary trans... All of these non-binary transgender people, these are mentally ill children coming from fucked up houses. Right? Now, no one's going to want to hear that. No one wants to hear that their home life's fucked up, but it is. Everybody's home life's all fucked up. We live in a real shit fucking society right now. We've been poisoned by cultural bombs. So, the police knew. The New York Times knew. The Washington Post. These places all knew. And they ran cover for a child fucking rapist that got their kid killed. Because that's the dude that's responsible. And they ain't come out and say nothing. They ain't come out and apologize to anybody. They ain't come out and condemn this fucking rapist, this kid fucking rapist over here. Kid fucking rapist, by the way, only got five years. You fucking monsters. There you go. That's the type of enemy we're up against. They knew full goddamn well that this kid had been raped by a fucking pedo ass and went out and blamed Liz of TikTok. Because again, the Washington Post is full of kid fuckers. CNN's full of kid fuckers. All of these places that ran out and attacked right-wing media or sane media. You don't have to be right-wing media. Full goddamn well. But no, that's what we're up against. They're protecting kid fuckers because they are kid fuckers. Hi, guys. Thanks so much. Sorry to bring this is a horrible story out here. Horrible story, but the record needs to be corrected, and these people need to be held accountable for protecting a kid fucker over here who got their kid killed. Hi, guys. Sorry about this horrible story. If you want to be kept up to date with horrible stories, hit that subscribe button and make way. Because assault must flow.